from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah! Very excited about Monday, by the way. We are going to celebrate 50 years of Howie Rose in the New York sports media. You know, that's an amazing, amazing run. And think about everything he's done, all the shows he did around here, obviously, with the Mets, with the Islanders, with the Rangers. So Howie will be in studio at 5 o'clock, and he's going to get to do a special show right after us from 6 to 8:30. I've already started collecting. I did this during jury duty yesterday when we had downtime, and I was allowed to use my phone. I started collecting some of my favorite Howie Rose calls of all time. Some of them are very obvious.
Nice.
Some of them are deep cuts. So on Monday, along with Howie being with us and us celebrating that remarkable career he continues to have, we'll also celebrate some of his greatest calls in the history of Howie Rose. So that's coming up on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to be live at the Cadillac Club for the New York Mets against the New York Yankees. The New York Mets against the New York Yankees causes a lot of angst. You know who was really pissed at me today?
Why? Who?
Somebody was very annoyed with me today.
And who and why?
Somebody who works here, who is a Met fan, was mad at me.
Are you an idiot?
Sal Licata? Sal comes in. Well, we came into the studio, and Sal's like, I got to ask you a question. I said, of course. What do you got? Brandon didn't care. He was leaving.
Right.
And Sal's like, what would you rather do? And I'm sure they talked about this on the air, so you can rewind and hear it. So I'm sure this was talked about. This wasn't just, let me ask Evan a question. He said, would you rather win three games against the Cubbies, but get swept by the Yankees? Or sweep the Yankees and get swept by the Cubs? I didn't even let him finish the question, and I was like, that's so stupid. I mean, sweep the Cubs. Like,
what are we doing here?
And I was like, very confident. And he's like, what's wrong with you? And I said, what?
Because he cares so much about the Yankees.
Well,
I mean, that's obviously what, I mean, that's the Met fan.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, I want to beat the Yankees, too. Like, I'm not disagreeing, because then he said something so mean. He's like, well, then I hope you sit there in your season tickets and watch them lose to the Yankees. And I said, you don't think that because you're a Met fan. He's like, I know, but you know it will bother you.
The irrationality is making it odd.
Yes. And I said to him, Sal, like, of course I want to beat the Yankees.
But the games against the Chicago Cubs are more important. They're more important because they are a team that you may finish tied with for the National League Wild Card race. They're in that mix. And this series is actually for the season series, believe it or not. So the winner of this series between the Mets and Cubs has a tiebreaker. I don't know if many people realize that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting you know that that makes it very, very important to me.
And that's the math of it cares is means more to you.
The math of it.
100%.
And also, like,
and I would agree with you. I mean, why else would you?
That's it. Like, I just want to make the playoffs. Like, playing the Yankees and beating the Yankees and losing to the Yankees, look, I'll be perfectly honest with you. It matters in the moment. I care in the moment. We all care in the moment. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you succeed overall. And so that's my priority. But he was very upset with me. He was angry with me.
But to Sal's point, if the Mets lose like 10-0 that first game, and as you're walking out of the stadium, you're sitting there, Evan, and you're greeting, you know, disgruntled Met fans, and you go, well, we took 2 out of 3 from the Cubs, they're going to tell you to go scratch. Because they're going to be upset in the moment.
But I'm not going to say that. Like, I'm not going to analyze the Cubs series while I'm at Citi Field. I will be annoyed by losing that game. But that's irrelevant.
No, it's actually very relevant to what Sal's getting at, is that there's more emotion in the Yankee-Mets series, so you want that more from an emotional, we beat our big brother
than
tiebreaker.
I'm going to give you an analogy that Tiki sort of used, except I'll probably be more vulgar with it. Mets-Yankees is like sex, right?
Okay.
It's like emotionalist sex. So that night, yeah, you care deeply. But in 5 days, it doesn't matter that it actually happened. There's no deep connection to it. This series against Chicago, there's a deep connection to, because it will impact you as the pennant race continues. You will look at the Cubs and their place in the standings very differently based on if you have a tiebreaker on them and if you don't have a tiebreaker on them. So what I would tell you is, while in the moment I'll be more annoyed walking out of Citi Field Tuesday and Wednesday, you guys are right. Long term, it means far less than these 3 games against Chicago.
But I think more people live in the emotions in the short term, and they're not thinking like you are, Evan, about 6 months down the line or a tiebreaker.
Okay.
I'm just trying to back Sal up.
Do you want to yell at me like Sal did, or we good?
See, I'm torn here, so I agree with both of you, but I want to sweep the Yankees, though. Let's make that very, very clear. I don't want to lose those games, so I can't pick something over it. I just can't.
And by the way, I was expressing earlier about the difference of Yankee fans around this station. And this is the beauty of this. Like, Sal's a great Met fan. We have fought about the Mets for like 20 years. I think I'm a decent Met fan.
Right.
We're very different. I mean, obviously, based on that discussion, is different.
It's actually very easy the way I see it.
How do you see it?
It's the Cubs,
thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you.
Because it's now. Right?
Because it's now.
Seriously. Like, why are you worried about something that's happening 5 days from now? Or 4 days? Yeah, 5 days from now. Like, live in the moment.
If you get swept by the Cubs, you're going to feel like you'd rather sweep the Yankees
than
it saves it. But just to surmise Evan's whole synopsis of what he just went through, so is the Cubs series the equivalent of like having to go on a couple dates to Dave and Buster's first before?
It's like
a dead encounter?
I would say it's more like
it's
marriage.
Like it's a dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more long-term implications over Mets-Cubs than there are with 2 games between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. The long-term implications are just in the moment. Oh, my friend's going to make fun of me. Oh, callers are going to be mean to us. Like, I get that. Trust me. I know what goes into that. I'm just saying it's a short-term thing. I want the Mets to make the playoffs, just like you as Yankee fans want the Yankees to make the playoffs. And it's why, and maybe we'll get into this later on in the show again, it is why this weekend at Yankee Stadium, Evan is a Yankee fan. Not because I like the Yankees, not because I need you to bounce back from the Orioles series, but because you're playing the Atlanta Braves, and that benefits me. So, more on that later. Real quick, before you get back to your calls, the Luis Gil thing. He was bad yesterday.
Very.
And I think what's so kind of unfair, but it's true, and we're going to have to do it, is that sometimes guys have bad starts. You know, if Marcus Stroman has a start like this, or Nestor Cortez has a start like this, we just say, hey, you know what? It happens. It's baseball. Nothing to see here. Move on. I think because Luis Gil is trying to do something that is very, very unique. He did not throw many innings last year. In fact, the grand total of innings he threw last year would be 4. The year before that, in 2022, the grand total of innings he threw was 25.
Yeah.
He's not pitched a lot. He is now at 81 innings, which is almost the most innings he has ever thrown in his professional career. So he's under this microscope of, uh-oh, are things going to go bad at some point? And so I think after a start like that, it's only fair, I guess, to say, hey, Teak, do you think this has something to do with the innings, or was this just He had a bad start.
Well, for now, you have to just chalk it up to a bad start. You can't make any determination about Luis Gil because he had one horrendous start where he barely could get out of the second inning. He couldn't, didn't even. So it's one of those, maybe there's an issue, but we don't know it yet. And so what was the total? In his career, he's only thrown, 35 innings? And he's up to 80-something now?
Yeah.
80,
the most innings
81?
He's ever thrown in his professional career is 95, and it happened 5 years ago in 2019. He's just not thrown a lot of innings.
Right, over the last couple of years. He hasn't done it. And I'm just talking about on the major league level. You're talking about...
Yeah, I'm talking professional.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Professionally, he's on the major league level. He's barely gotten to 30 over the two previous seasons. So I think he's overshot that so much that you're not worried that it's an innings thing. You just have to chalk it up to a bad day. One bad day. And if it leads to another bad day, then we're going to start thinking about health. We're going to worry if something's wrong.
Well, you're going to wonder, he's doing something he's not physically used to doing.
Yes.
And so I think that the microscope is going to be on him. Now, do you happen to know when his next start is?
City Field.
It will be at City Field on Wednesday night against the New York Mets. So, Sean, as someone, whether you admit it or not, I already know the truth. You're in the Sal camp of you got to beat the Yankees. Oh, you got to beat the Mets.
No, I'm not.
Can't lose to the Mets.
You got me read wrong.
By the way, the New York Mets are just physically destroying Shota Imanaga. They are basically telling him, you're a fraud. You were great first time around the league, but now you faced the grimace-led New York Mets, and you can't handle this because they are pounding him into submission in the third inning. I mean, it is just an ass-whooping in Chicago for a guy that came into this start with a sparkling ERA. The Mets are exploding the ERA. They lead 7-1 in the top of the third inning. What? What was that?
He's all aggravated with the Yankee lineup here. He's having a conniption.
All right, break the glass. I mean, it's only 3-11, but the Yankee lineup came out and you're upset?
All right.
What's the matter?
Now, I'm going to be full disclosure here. I have tickets to the Yankee game. I'm going to the Yankee game tonight. If you were in the car driving to Yankee Stadium, I don't ever want to suggest turning the car around, but we're close to it.
Oh, wow.
The Yankees tonight, without giving you the full lineup with the read, are batting Jamai Jones fifth.
Mm.
Are we the Long Island Ducks? Jamai Jones, who's a 4A player, who's basically on the roster to pinch run, should never ever in this Yankee 2024 lineup, I don't care who's missing the game, be batting fifth.
Yes,
Giancarlo Stanton hitting cleanup tonight, and there's Jamai Jones, who can't swing a bat as his protection, batting fifth.
Verdugo is out of this game tonight, but this is similar to what they've done in the past. Seriously, when Soto was down and Verdugo took his spot, he just literally took his spot in the lineup.
Yeah.
Verdugo is down, and so Jamai Jones is just taking his spot.
No, there's more to this, though, and it's a big, big issue.
Why?
And this is 2022-2023 Yankee garbage tonight.
Mm.
Why
shuffle the entirety of the lineup?
Because they are. Because it's not just Alex Verdugo. They are not playing both Alex Verdugo and Gleyber Torres tonight. And I know that Torres has had his issues, but guess what? The one thing I saw in the Baltimore series, including him homering yesterday, is that Gleyber Torres is playing with a little energy and a little spunk since getting plunked on night one in this series. And you know what? I don't want to root for a guy to be hurt. But that better be the explanation, because you should never, ever, ever, after you just got your ass kicked on back-to-back nights, disheartened, be sitting two of your starters in a lineup that's already down a guy like Rizzo. I get it, struggling. The fact that we have paved our way to a Yankee-Brave series where Jamai Jones, who may not be on 27 rosters, is batting fifth tonight is utterly and patently ridiculous. Sorry, this is nonsense. Trevino hitting seventh tonight. LeMahieu hitting sixth. You know what I see when
playing
I see
third,
Jamai Jones, LeMahieu, and Trevino? Out, out, out. And that's going to be the story all night.
All right. Sure. Right. Ben Rice and Oswaldo Cabrera are backing up, so it's fine.
Great.
They got 8 and 9.
I'd rather hit Carlos Rodon fifth tonight than Jamai Jones.
Cabrera playing second base, not third today.
That's brought to you by Jersey Mike's. The sum above.
By the way, Sean, not to even damper your mood even further, I know you're going to the game tonight. I just saw this on Twitter. Mr. Softy will not be served.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm wearing the dog shirt. Verdugo's not even playing. I'm going to look like a pathetic moron in this crowd tonight.
By the way, I'm joking about the Mr. Softy.
Oh, good.
Mr. Softy will be there, so you could enjoy that as the Yankees go down quietly in order.
Also, Verdugo's not playing. What, does Trent Grisham have a hangnail? Why is Jamai Jones starting that
I don't know. I think that Chris Sale, who's on the mound for Atlanta, very, very tough against left-handers, you know that. I think that's just a little managing. Did that make you feel a little better? Chris Sale's a tough cookie.
I don't care.
A very good season.
I don't care. You know what's a tough cookie? 95 degrees, a million degrees humidity, and sitting out there to watch out, out, and out, about fifth, sixth,
how
and
much
seventh.
Don't worry, it'll be 89 by the time you get there.
That makes me feel better. How much of this is because you're going tonight? Is that contributing to this
a lot
just
of it,
a little bit?
But I'm annoyed regardless because they lost the Orioles. By the way, there's more Yankee news.
Go ahead.
They have signed right-handed pitcher Phil Bickford to a major league contract.
Former Met.
Who?
He's terrible, bro.
Great razor.
I don't know.
Phil Bickford, if you told me they made that up and he was a Game of Thrones character, I'd believe you.
Yeah, but if anything, to make you feel better, Phil Bickford was on the Mets last year. They claimed him after the cleanse. He's got awful. He's got, like, long blonde hair, which he probably has to cut, right? He's going to have to, like, cut those locks a little bit.
And Victory Gonzalez, DFA.
Victory is gone.
Wow.
The Yankees right now, and I think this is a great opportunity for Emmanuel Babari when he does the games, they're now bringing in a lot of new relievers. Like, the back of their bullpen, really the middle of their bullpen, too, is being shuffled in and out. Don't worry, Phil Bickford is not long for this world. But Victory Gonzalez is gone. At least he got to say that Victory Gonzalez thing once.
Yeah, great. Right. You thought that about Michael Tonkin, too, by the way.
Right, and look how good he was until recently.
Sweet.
All right, take a deep breath. I understand it's weird to see Jamai Jones batting fifth. I understand that.
At least it's on Apple TV. Nobody will see it.
Except for you.
Yeah. Wow. No, I get it. Jamai Jones batting fifth is a pathetic thing. And I think that there will be a lot of reactions sort of similar to you in like, Jermaine Jones batting fifth, this is crazy. As if it would just make you feel better to hit DJ LeMahieu fifth, even though he's been a mess. Like, that would just make you feel better.
I'd bat the kid. Ben Rice should hit fifth night.
Okay. Against the lefty like Chris Sale?
He hits better versus lefties. You were the idiot that brought that up.
I did bring that up. I probably shouldn't have, but okay. Have fun tonight. Should be a fun night at the stadium. Let's get back to your telephone calls. Let's go to Pasquale in Jersey City. How you doing, Pasquale?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
No problem. What's up, man?
Something's off with the Yankees. I don't know what it is. I've been watching the last five games. They're running all over us. Evan, you mentioned that Trevino had a good record now, and now he doesn't. I think it's a game plan. We're not checking runners. Maybe perhaps Boone doesn't want to throw over there three times and then compel the guy to run or something. But, I mean, yes, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, they throw to second, and they almost got him. Like, they literally almost got the runner. And he was three steps to third, and I just don't understand what's going on. I don't think Wells could help us either, the backup catcher. I'm a little lost for words, I ain't going to lie.
Well, he's young, Austin Wells, so the idea that he's just going to be better is probably just your mind, you know, telling you things that aren't necessarily true.
Austin Wells, if he develops, and there's an if on him, would be a offensive-first catcher. Jose Trevino is supposed to be a defensive first catcher, despite some of the success he's had over the course of the last 3 years. What's interesting about Trevino, and Sean brought this up before when I mentioned, hey, he'd been throwing guys out. Like, this had not been a problem. The one thing that I guess has been a problem is that his miles per hour to second base, which I got to be honest with you, I'd never seen until like the last year or two, was significantly down from last year. And is actually one of the lowest in Major League Baseball.
So that means maybe there's an injury.
So, yeah, that's where I pivot towards. Like, okay, well, why? I mean, if Jose Trevino has never been a guy that's thrown particularly hard to second base, but his miles per hour is 3.5 miles per hour slower than a year ago, you've got to examine the why to that. But the other thing I still bring up, and again, you almost have to go through every stolen base and caught stealing that we've had, is that his percentage was above league average until a week ago.
Yeah, so that means he's likely dealing with something.
Yeah.
We might never hear about it, but maybe he's dealing with something.
Billy is in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Billy. Hello, Billy.
Billy, what's up, dude?
Billy's going once. Billy is gone. We'll go with Michael in Tom's River. How's it going, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
First of all, I want to say, I read your book. And I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I remember some of those games and everything like that.
Thanks.
And I was like, oh, I really like how you broke it down and things like, because you see the names and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I remember that guy. I remember that play. I remember that moment, you know?
Awesome. I appreciate you buying it, reading it. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. No, I wanted to say I agree with you with going against Sal. I think the Cubs come first. You know, I don't like the option there of, oh, if you sweep the Cubs, can you, you know, is it all right being swept by the Yankees? It's like, why can't we have, you know, you win two here, you win one or two there?
Well,
you know, so it's like, I'd rather beat the Cubs first.
But you know what? But Michael, to me, it's not even about that. And, like, if I asked my dad the question, my dad would probably agree with Sal, by the way.
Which is, like, the Yankees are more important.
I want to beat the Yankees more. Because there's this kind of, this tendency to say, I don't want to be made fun of. I don't want to hear from Yankee fans. I don't like the Yankees. And you put that first. And I understand why you put that first. What I'm trying to tell you is, in the grand scheme of things, you're wrong. You're right from an emotional perspective. Like, I can't tell you how to feel. If it makes you feel better that you don't have to, like in Sal's case, deal with BT for 2 days, I totally get it. Or my dad's case, dealing with some of his clients who are Yankee fans. Like, of course, I totally understand that. I'm merely a very simple, I want to make playoffs. How do I make playoffs?
Yes.
What gets me there? And to me, beating a team that's in my league that I'm battling for a tiebreaker with is clearly more important. And I've had this opinion for about 20 years now since the newness of interleague play rubbed off, which it did after.
Chicago is a game behind the Mets in the loss column.
Yes.
So you're basically in the same spot. So you're winning matters right now, especially in the league. So to me, it's not even a conversation. It's win against the Cubs because the Cubs are who you're playing right now. Like, you got to get the... If they win this series, they're 500.
Yeah.
They sweep the series, I should say. If they sweep the series, they are 500. And think about that.
No, I agree.
We had a conversation with Sean. When are they ever seeing 500 again? He said never. Now he's changed his tune a little bit because of the Grimace Mets. I can't believe I even said that.
Grimace Mets. Hit fifth for the Yankees tonight.
Right, but the point is, I mean, they're dominating game one so far, even though Quintana's making a little bit dicey each of these innings, but except for the second. Right? It feels like they have control of where they're going right now. Right? They've been really good. One game loss in the last, what, eight? So it feels like this team can get back to 500, and it starts with the Cubs. So forget the Yankees. Just sweep the Cubs.
Well, to me, it also comes down to this. All right? And you can tell me it's not going to happen. You can do that. That's fine. If the Mets and Cubs are battling in the final few days for a playoff spot, mm-hmm. these games matter.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I like to look ahead. I don't think about just the moment, raw animalistically, what happens today. How do I feel? I'm looking long term. So what guys like Loogie, Sal, and my dad, three people I like, by the way, I'm not putting anybody down, you're all emotional. You're all looking at the emotion of your friends making fun of you. And I get it. In Loogie's case, he's got to deal with Sean. In Sal's case, he's got to deal with Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
In my dad's case, he don't talk to anybody. I don't know who he's dealing with.
Your father-in-law.
No, he's good. My father-in-law is very fair to both. He kind of likes both teams. But if this is about your neighbor and your friend, okay. I'm about making the playoffs. Like, I would rather make the playoffs. Here, I'll ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
I should text Sal this and see if he answers this. Would you rather win all four games against the Yankees and win 79 games or lose all four games to the Yankees but be the third wild card team? What would you rather do?
Of course it's the latter.
You said of course, right? Because it's a dumb question?
It's a very dumb question.
Watch these bozos try to figure it out.
Nah, it's too much math. The only thing else I would say is, and this is where Sal is dead wrong and you're right, Evan. If the Mets swept the Yankees, or the Yankees swept the Mets, does that really matter? Like, that adds that the Yankee fan will still mock the Mets even if the Mets sweep the Yankees.
By the way, Sean, I agree with you. Like, you don't get any last laugh in this Subway Series.
No, we just whoop out the enjoy your World Series at your parade. You know, we got the whole Rolodex. We know the excuses.
Trust me, I know full well. I get it. I mean, think about what you did last year. Giants, Jets.
Yeah.
Even though the Jets won this ugly game, doesn't matter. Ugly, it's a win is a win. You came in, or you said on Twitter, bunch of losers, me. Like, you still tried to win even though you lost, because that's in your DNA.
Yeah, I was right. We got a better draft pick out of it.
Congratulations on that. Speaking of the New York Football Giants, coming up in exactly 10 minutes, we get the full lowdown from one of the greatest Giant players of all time. One of the great Giant legends of all time. A man who was in the room when it happened last night at Madison Square Garden's theater. What's it called again? MSG Theater? MSG?
Yeah. Theater at Madison Square Garden.
We will talk to the greatest running back in New York Giant history. Don't make any weird jokes.
I was going to say it's Joe Morris.
It's Tiki Barber.
Joe Morris was there last night.
Yeah, but he's not the greatest. I'm putting you over, man.
So was O.J. Anderson.
That's right.
Well represented.
Dude, that group, and I tried to know very little about what happened last night because I wanted to be like everybody listening. I wanted Tiki to give us a rundown. I was going to ask you questions. You were going to tell us what happened. So we're going to get to that in exactly 10 minutes. I am looking forward to it. Real quick, Sean is in Bayshore. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, dude?
So, all right, so I'm not going to take credit for knowing this. I heard John Boy do it the other day.
Go ahead.
But, Evan, your statistics on Trevino, I think, are off. Were you getting those numbers from Baseball Reference?
Caught stealings and, like, caught stealing versus stolen bases? Absolutely. Yeah. Why? How is that off? Is Baseball Reference lying to me? Sons of bitches.
So John Boy brought this to light.
Go ahead.
They include pickoffs. Pitchers pickoffs.
That's BS.
And if you take the pitcher's pickoffs out of the caught stealing percentage, which for some reason they credit the catcher with,
what?
He's actually been well below average the past couple of years.
Wow. First of all, Sean, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I missed that piece.
That is asinine.
That's so asinine. And I apologize for missing that because John Boy does an awesome job with a lot of this stuff. And I've been consuming that dude's content for like 5 years and he's great. So my apologies. That is such a flaw in the stat.
Right.
And it makes me
How does it even make any sense?
It makes me never want to go on Baseball Reference ever again to look at caught stealing percentages.
Also, how many pickoffs have the Yankees had in 3 years?
Yeah.
That makes it seem like they should have had a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. If it's driving his caught stealing
right?
or that much higher. right, to be above average to below average, then pickoffs.
Are we all stunned when somebody's picked off? I feel like you don't see that much.
I feel like I haven't seen one in 2 years.
It doesn't happen very often, but that is a major flaw with a stat. If you're telling me the pickoff gets credited to the catcher when it was the pitcher who executed the pickoff. And by the way, vice versa, if a guy steals second and let's say the pitcher tries to pick him off and he's running anyway, and then he gets the second base and there's no error, just he beat it, that should not count against the catcher.
Right.
By the way.
But apparently it seemingly does.
You know what the truth is? I think there's a flaw with that stat no matter what, because like even on a regular stolen base against the catcher, how do we know it's against the catcher when you're watching the game? It's really like, think about Adam Ottavino, Met fans. Adam Ottavino, you need a sundial for him to throw home.
Yeah.
And so most stolen bases are really against the pitcher. So it's flawed in general, but interesting. Look, Trevino then is in a tricky spot. He's very good at pitch framing, which is still a big damn deal.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been like bad offensively, especially for catchers. But we have seen over the last two series teams take advantage of it. In fact, real quick, I'll give you a stat that is indisputable just about the Orioles' strategy in the seven games they played against the Yankees. And don't worry, Loogie. There will be a commercial break at some point. Not sure when, but at some point it'll happen. In the four-game series the Yankees and Orioles played in Baltimore, do you know how many stolen bases the Orioles had in that series?
The first series.
The first series.
Three.
Zero.
Wow.
Zero. In this series,
how many attempts, though?
I think they had one. I think they were 0-for-1.
And how many games did Austin Wells play?
Go look it up.
All right.
Oh, you're the one with all the stats, Puff Guy.
I'm merely telling you a strategy change, okay? May not just be because of Austin Wells or Jose Trevino. I'm just giving you that. They had zero stolen bases. I think they attempted one or two. In this series, they stole six bases.
Mm.
So there was clearly, and this is where I agree with something Boomer said a couple days ago when he said, oh, the book is out. We will see teams try to be more aggressive. Well, clearly the Orioles were more aggressive this series than they were in the previous series. There's no doubt about that. By the way, I'm starting to feel bad for Shota Imanaga because the New York Mets are doing things to him that they're just so wrong. They're just laser. And again, rewind to about 220.
Yeah.
I said on this show to you, second time around the league. This is the first time he's going second time around the league. Watch out.
Yeah, this hard hit percentage today is going to be bad.
That's right.
For Imanaga.
That's right. Hey, we'll come back with more of your phone calls. A lot of Yankees, a little bit of Mets. Tiki will give us a breakdown of the spectacular event last night with the New York Football Giants.
Austin Wells played three of the four games.
Okay. So they didn't run on Wells.
Yep.
But they're running on Trevino.
Interesting.
How many games did Wells start in this series? Didn't he start one of them?
Three of the four.
I'm talking about this series.
No, because it was a half-day game. Trevino started all three.
Oh, that's right. He did. Oh, all right. Wow. About that. What does it all mean? You know what it all means? Yankees made a big mistake not signing Tomas Nido. That's what it means. Big mistake. You're going to regret that for a long time, Sean. Tomas Nido was right there for you.
He should be hitting fifth tonight.
imagine if that is.
Would you be screaming if it was Nido?
I'd prefer it.
Interesting.
Yo, how we doing on this fine summer Friday? And it is officially a summer Friday. It's the first time all year that it's truly a summer Friday. Because the first moment of summer was yesterday at about 4:30, and here we are.
And it feels like it, too. Like 98 degrees in my car.
Yes, it does. The New York Mets are beating the daylights out of the Chicago Cubs. They bombed Shota Imanaga out of the game. They're up 9-1. The Grimace Effect. The Grimace Effect.
Would you just give credit to the players, please?
I can give credit to both.
Okay, just start with the players instead of Grimace.
Players,
and then Grimace.
So, J.D. Martinez hit a three-run bomb. He was thinking about Grimace the entire time. Francisco Alvarez.
Now, if he had a purple milkshake from McDonald's before the game, then maybe I'll say Grimace. Otherwise, I'm giving J.D. credit.
Tiki, what does every opponent, including the Cubs, do after the Mets have a big hit like this?
What's that?
They Grimace.
That's right. Dude, you may not like it. I understand that.
I like that one, Sean. That was a good one.
The Grimace Effect is real. The Mets went on a 7-game winning streak. They lost a tough game to Texas. And now they have so far responded through 3.5 innings and have a 9-1 lead. Grimace, you're our lucky charm. I mean, it is what it is. Don't have to like it. We'll get back to your calls in a second, including a major criticism I have with the New York Yankees and their handling specifically of Aaron Judge. Mm. But before we get to that, last night the Giants had this huge event.
Yes. It was amazing. It's the Giants 100.
Yes.
First of all, I got to give tons of credit to the fans that showed up last night at the Madison Square Garden, the theater at Madison Square Garden, because I was waiting outside because they had a red carpet, and I was trying to wait for Tracy, my wife, to get there, but she was stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel, and it took her forever, so we didn't end up walking down the red carpet, so we didn't get the picture, but whatever. It is what it is.
I understand.
So the point is, I say that. So I got there late.
Right.
And so I walk into the theater, and it's just, it's unbelievable, right? It's packed. People are clapping and giving me pounds, and the energy from the Giant fans at Madison Square Garden last night was awesome. So I appreciate all of you guys. I spent most of the night in the green room behind, behind the stage. Bob Papa and Sean O'Hara were doing the interviews. Now, so yesterday, Sean and I had this conversation about the great moments that I possibly would be talking about.
Right.
But they did it differently than I thought. It wasn't each era. It wasn't like the LT era came up, then they came off stage, and then the next era came up, and then they came off stage, and my era came up, and we came off stage. It was everybody on stage at the same time, starting with each era. So they just kept adding. You know what I mean? So yeah. It was Phil Simms and LT and George Martin and all those guys, and then Phil McConkey and Bavaro, they got added, and then we got added, and then the Eli era, the second Eli, end of Eli era, got added with Victor Cruz, and it ended with David Tyree, who was voted by the fans, at least the play in the Super Bowl, was voted by the fans as the greatest play in Giant history.
Wow.
And so
it's tough to argue with that.
It is. It's almost impossible to argue with that. There were a lot of great plays in Giant history, but that one is pretty damn spectacular.
Because everything about the play, like not only David Tyree's catch, but the Eli escape, which I think is so underrated as part of that.
And so on stage, and then I'll get to all the stuff that we talked about backstage. On stage, Eli was like, we talk about how funny Peyton is. Mm. Eli is so spot on with like his comments and his like interpretation of that. It was extraordinarily entertaining. So they start talking about this play. And Eli says to Chris Snee, who's obviously up there on stage with us as well, he's like, yeah, you know, I just got to thank Chris Snee for not blocking anybody on that play. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. And it's the same reaction. Everybody starts laughing. He's talking about his great athleticism and escapability.
I give you this. You were the first one to say he was funny.
Right.
And none of us believed you.
Nobody believed me. Right. But that's just who he is. Right. He's always been that way. But now people are seeing it.
Yes.
The point is, it was engaging and entertaining and just fun. And it was amazing to see all those legends on stage together, including the great LT. The Mara family was there. All the Mara family was there. Most of the Mara family was there. The Tishes were there as well. Steve and Jonathan, who I saw as well. So it was a great event.
Did you run into Tom Coughlin?
I did not get a chance to talk to Tom. It was chaotic backstage.
I can imagine.
And so,
considering how many people were there.
And because I was late getting there, I wasn't hanging out in like the cocktail green room hour.
Mm.
And so by the time I got settled, he went on stage.
Gotcha.
And so he was on stage, I think probably a good 40 minutes.
Do you think Tom took notice of the fact that you were late?
Maybe.
I like that one.
Definitely. That's a great point.
Tiki's late.
Tiki, 5 minutes early. Where you been? But he was on stage with Bill Parcells, and I couldn't hear that part because it was that we were backstage and it was out there. But I heard it was great. Just having conversations with two legendary coaches.
Yeah.
In Giant history. But the cool thing about like this event is that I'm backstage and I get a chance to talk to George Martin, obviously LT and Imani, and just re-catching up with these guys who I've seen over the years.
Right.
Michael's probably the one I've hung out the most just because we just chill a little bit and go to his garage and talk about cars and things like that. But like I haven't seen Imani and had a conversation with him in forever.
Mm.
Eli, it's quick. Like he came up to the booth when I was doing the Giant game, said hello, but I haven't like spent time with these guys in forever, and it makes you miss the locker room.
Yeah,
right? It makes you miss the ease of being cool with those guys. You know what I mean? And you know, some of the teams we had were hugely successful. Some of them had ultimate failure, right? We get to the Super Bowl, we lose. But it doesn't mean that that season wasn't great,
right?
Right? And that team wasn't fun and amazing, and we had ridiculous memories from them. So it was a great night.
That's awesome.
It was a great night for the fans because they got to experience the conversation that we were having with Bob Papa and Sean O'Hara. But it was great for us, too, because we just kind of got to reconnect. We don't do it enough.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. And I think the Giants are going to air. Are they airing this somewhere, Sean,
yes,
at some point?
Yeah. Next Friday night, MSGGiants.com, their YouTube channel as well, a one-hour special. So I'm assuming going to take
so they're condensing it into an hour.
7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Ah, very cool.
That's cool.
That sounds like an awesome show. You know what the big controversy is coming out of the event?
What's that?
Are you aware of it?
I'm not.
This is a very tricky issue, but it's real. And I've experienced it with Rex Ryan. So, I mean, we got to be fair and talk about it. And that's the controversy about Brian Daboll being too skinny. That there is a thought. He looks great, actually. Good for him.
Right.
And great for his health. All right? Good for him. Okay? I'm just giving you the controversy.
I did not know this controversy.
But Rex Ryan, I'll give you Rex's history, and then we can get into Daboll. Rex Ryan was very fat. He's a very fat head coach. And I apologize for using that term. I don't know if there's another different term you want me to use.
I would go with very plump.
Okay.
Hefty. Hefty. Hefty's good.
Hefty. Very hefty. And Rex had success. I mean, really early grade success. And then Rex got skinny. Mm. And there were thoughts of Rex Ryan lost his great coaching ability when he lost his weight.
But he can't lose his ability, so maybe he lost his edge.
Maybe he lost his edge. The other guy who's been a part of this controversy, I know a dear friend of yours. CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
That CC was, and I would not call CC fat, by the way. I don't think that's accurate. CC was always bigger.
Yes.
Okay. And later in his career, he got in like amazing shape.
Oh, yeah. He's jacked now.
Well, now he's okay because he's not pitching.
Right.
Late in his career, was like, CC's not as good when he's skinnier.
Yeah.
And so that's always been a thing around some pitchers and certainly Rex Ryan. Yeah. Brian Daboll now, as he enters his third year, a very important year. Not saying he's on the hot seat, but it's an important year, and he's very skinny.
He's
and
he not looks, on the hot seat.
I'm not saying he is.
I'm just telling you.
Is it an important season?
But you put it in there like it could be at some point. I'm just telling you, he's not on the hot
seat. I said he's probably not on the hot seat.
Get it out of your mouth. He's not on the hot seat.
All I said was he's not.
He's not on the hot seat.
I speak.
That's a trigger word for me.
I think, for the room as a guy who's had weight fluctuate and been heavy, so I think I could speak to this about Rex Ryan and Brian Daboll. What's happened here, Evan, and what happened with Rex Ryan is he didn't change as a coach. He didn't change as an approach. But there are things you could say in front of a room that come across more fun if you were the heavy guy.
Right.
And then those things suddenly
so
don't.
So it's like perception. It's like the perception of the listener.
Okay.
Not necessarily the delivery of the formerly hefty guy.
That's the fun fat guy. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
When you're not the fun fat guy and you say those same things, you're a big jerk.
Or it's either fun hefty guy.
Right.
Or it's the intimidating heavy guy.
Right.
Because I think that's more of it for Dave's. Like, he just feels so intense.
Right. Now he's like a skinny teddy bear that maybe you will laugh at, but wow, you really are a jerk.
So it's funny when you were fat. Do you have concern about a skinny Daboll?
I don't. I'll tell you.
I don't, because his personality is exactly the same.
Look, there
he
could
told
be
me this great joke. I can't tell it on air, but it was awesome.
Oh, really? Gave you a dirty joke?
That was great.
Was it dirty? Was it, like, can you describe the joke without telling us the joke?
It was a...
Who'd be offended?
It was a D's you know what joke.
Oh.
Gotcha. Okay. Like, yeah, but isn't that awful. Funnier if you're fatter?
No.
All right.
I don't think maybe. Maybe. Actually, you know what? Maybe.
All I know,
but it was awesome. I was laughing.
I'm hoping that his health means that maybe he'll lighten up on the coordinators this year. Maybe he'll be happier around them.
I wonder also, because you guys had this happen in your history with someone specifically, and it's not fat skinny. Mm-hmm. It's a little different. Ben McAdoo. Ben McAdoo in his first year, very successful year, was sort of a mess, right?
Yeah.
He had the big suit. He was kind of like this messy guy, but it was all good.
He was sloppy.
Sloppy. Sloppy's a great word. He comes in the next year, and he's slicking back the hair. He's got the fitting clothes. And it was like, who's that guy? It's like me all of a sudden becoming that. You'd wonder about me. See, here's the beauty, I think, of me as I've dressed better. You can still see the sloppiness. Like, you see me dressing better, but you're like...
You didn't iron your collar today.
Yeah, I was going to say, example, your collar.
Right. Or, like, I was on TV the other night with Mark Malusis, and I thought I was dressing well, but it still came across like I was dressing horribly.
Right, you wore shorts on TV.
Right, it's because they had suits on.
Well, you guys told me, I asked you, am I dressed well enough to go on TV? And you guys said yes.
Yeah, because I thought it was going to be, I didn't think it was going to be sitting on a couch.
Yeah, like that.
With them all knotted up with, you know, looking proper.
And I'm wearing shorts and a nice shirt.
I was shocked.
I thought it was going to be casual. Who the hell wears a suit anymore?
I was shocked Figgy had a suit. That was a tough one.
Right. Figueroa's got a suit.
I had to change who he was. So I think it's more of changing who you are.
Now, I will never tell someone to not lose weight. I mean, that's seriously, that's a great thing. It's good for his health.
Yeah.
You want to live for as long as you can.
I think that's, Rex was probably, I don't know, some vanity. I mean, to be honest, for real. Whereas Dave's, I think it's probably health.
So you're not concerned he's lost his good coaching?
No, not at all.
But I think, any concern?
I just know that the way that the world is now, like if you're heavy for too long, your doctor starts getting on you.
I know, totally get that. But you got to understand something. Guys like Lou Gower and Sean, they don't give a damn about anybody's health. They just want the team to win. That's all you care about. So are you concerned about the winning now?
No, because, I will say this, Dabes. You did have a bad year last year, so it's not like he's been perfect.
Did he?
Did he not?
No.
Did he?
I don't want to get into my stick here, but he was the cowardly lion last year with a lot of his play calls.
I thought he had one of the best coaching seasons that we've seen in a while. Because they talent-wise, Loogie, it was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. They had no business. Now, most of that's because of injuries. But they had no business winning some of the games that they won.
But they could have won some of the games they lost had they been more aggressive. The Buffalo game, the Jets game.
They just weren't good enough. I think it's hard for Giant fans just to swallow and stomach that. They just weren't good enough.
Yeah. They didn't try in overtime against the Jets. They gave up. Yeah, they gave up.
That one was
they didn't
bad.
Throw the ball
That one was bad. And by the way, neither team deserved
it. No, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
I'm a little perturbed about something.
Go ahead.
Loogie and Tiki disagree. Totally great. Sports, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Loogie's afraid of Tiki. I'm seeing this in this argument.
It's not that I'm
afraid of Tiki.
No, I'm not afraid of Tiki.
It's not that. I don't think it's that at all.
What is it?
He respects me.
So you're saying he doesn't respect me?
Yeah, I definitely don't respect you.
He knows I'm an expert.
So what I get is when Loogie...
I'm being cocky, but I'm being real.
No, I understand that. And you are an expert, and you are everything you said. It just hurts my feelings that Loogie feels that way about me.
Well, because when Tiki disagrees with me, he doesn't belittle me like you do, like you're passive-aggressive.
You.
Yes, you are.
How
you treat me like
you?
A second-class citizen sometimes. You're very passive-aggressive.
I say you're wrong.
No, you do it in a way that's very snarky.
Tiki's right. Tiki is saying... You respect him as an expert, which he is, 100%. You don't respect me. Mm. It hurts my feelings. That's okay.
Well,
it's good to know where I stand.
He played in the NFL, so absolutely I respect
him. I've scored every Met game for 35 years.
Playing doesn't make a difference.
And if you didn't know that, there's a book. It's called My Mets Bible.
Exactly.
Check it out.
By the way,
on audio tape as well.
The other stuff with Dable here, because I'm looking at a picture of it, and I go through this too. He's got a huge dome. He's got a huge head. So even if you lose the weight, you got a big face. So he's got to go through. So even if you think he's skinnier, he still looks a little heavier because his head is so big. So I go through that as a guy with big head.
It's the beard. I think it's more the beard. It's the bald.
Baldness.
It's the bald and beard. And seriously, bald and beard. Like Sean.
Great comparison. Let's go to Langdon in Darien, Connecticut. What's up, Langdon?
Hey, just a little known fact about David Tyree, and he should never have played in that game.
Why?
Not in the Super Bowl, leading up to the playoffs. I had the same doctor. I had a really strange injury to my thumb, and... obviously can't say the doctor because of HIPAA laws and things like that. But he told me the story that he had to convince the doctor to convince the coaching staff to allow him to play.
Wow!
Because if he wasn't healthy, they weren't going to put him on the playoff roster. So the doctor actually went to the coaching staff and said, "Hey, he's going to be healthy enough to play." He had a fractured wrist.
Interesting.
That adds
nobody knows that.
I honestly didn't know that much about it. I had looked up David Tyree a couple years ago when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I remember how the following year he was hurt and that he had some kind of preseason injury that year.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it lingered, and I certainly didn't know that he was in jeopardy of not being active.
Well, I think part of it was also they didn't have depth because Plexico was hurt for, think, of most of the postseason. So he didn't practice.
Right.
So they needed, like, bodies.
Right.
They needed guys to be on the field just to, so that they could practice.
Amazing.
And David Tyree was one of those guys.
Amazing.
And so he ended up getting some catches.
And then he gets
the ultimate catch.
And he's
which we all know was his last catch of his career.
That's crazy, too.
That's nuts.
And he scored a touchdown in the game.
He becomes part of the most iconic. I'd argue, you know, talk about most iconic moment in Giant history. And
it's
they
one
revealed
of the, yeah.
that last night.
Right.
I would argue it's the most iconic moment in football history.
It's one of the greatest Super Bowl moments ever.
No question about it. By the way, if you're just tuning in, the New York Mets are beating the Chicago Cubs 11-1. Grimace effect. Mm-hmm.
Or just Imanaga going through the teams he's faced for the second time.
No, and that's a part of it too, but I don't understand.
You can't have it both ways.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Why can't you embrace Grimace?
You have this amazing theory, and it was awesome. And
Thank
if you,
you
missed it, you can go rewind. I'll give a synopsis real quickly. He basically said Imanaga had not been through had teams go against him a second time.
Has not happened yet.
Has not happened.
Until today.
This is the first team that he's seeing for the second time. And Evan had a theory, actually before it started happening, that the Mets would hit him. He didn't realize there'd be two home runs already and 11 runs.
I didn't know they'd chase him in the third inning.
Right, he didn't realize that. But I think that's more the reason that Imanaga got chased out of this game and smashed than Grimace.
Okay, why can't both be true? Like, why are you having such a tough time?
It's Grimace.
It's a rally cry. You really want me to never say Grimace again? Would that make you happy?
I don't think the players are saying Grimace.
It doesn't matter what the players are saying. That's what we're saying. You have a problem with Grimace?
No, I have a problem.
Can I say Grimace?
I have a problem.
Grimace.
I have a problem thinking that the Mets care enough about Grimace that that's motivating them.
Okay.
I just don't think that that's the case.
Why can't Grimace be our rallying
Unless
cry?
Unless Grimace or McDonald's is paying them money, I don't think they give you-know-whats about Grimace.
Well, I've got news for you.
Go ahead.
Even if you don't want me to do it, maybe because I'm a good partner, I won't say Grimace anymore. Maybe that'll say Grimace.
Country song.
That's going to be a part of the Mets season if this continues.
There's no way.
Yes, it
is.
It's the Grimace effect,
the
bro.
The Mets get to, let's say the Mets win a World Series.
Yes. Oh, Grimace is on the parade.
Maybe he's on the parade, but is Grimace in the video?
Yes.
Is he in the video?
He's the cover of the DVD.
Stop. He's the cover of the whole thing.
50 years from now, you're going to want, I remember back, you know, when the Mets won that second World Series, finally.
You know what?
We still talk about the Billy Goat with the Cubs. Of course you'll talk about Grimace.
You know what? I'm going to be a good guy because I can see how much it bothers him. I will not say the word Grimace anymore after right now. Okay? It's gone. I'll never talk about it again. When we come back, we'll get back to your telephone calls, plus the decision the Yankees made surrounding Aaron Judge and why it made absolutely no sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.